Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the first week in ordinary time. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Living the Ordinary with Extraordinary Faith.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and then finding him, he said, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose had I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. COVID shows up in the most unlikely places, doesn't it? Well, it did for me today, because I certainly did not expect to find COVID in today's gospel. Well, that's stretching it a bit. Yet, that one line, he approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. My goodness, it has such courage, compassion, zeal, selflessness, intertwined in those verbs. She had a fever. Then the fever left her. The fever. Sitting at Jesus' feet, we see him approaching her, grasping her, helping her up. So, of course, when that fever leaves her, she immediately waits on them, because she offers what she does best. I bet she fixed all of Simon's favorites. I see him and hear him tisking, telling her to rest. But no, Peter. She will not, because she is full of life. And what fills us with life is appreciation, gratitude, a kind of appreciation and gratitude that expresses itself through complete generosity right now, in this very instant. Mark is speaking to us as disciples today in precisely the way that he keeps the action moving. Thank you, Mark, for jump-starting our first week in ordinary time. You jumpstart in us the reminder that we are co-heirs of the reign of God, that as disciples of Jesus Christ, our ordinary is the extraordinary of God's own heart. We too approach. We don't hang back, even when it's an iffy situation. God sent God's Son because of the suffering God saw, because of that heart God has. No. The heart God is. And Jesus shares his relationship with his Father, with us. And we become children of God. And as such, this DNA becomes a part of our own lived faith. Called into this ordinary discipling, grace ignites us. And we have the courage to approach, to grasp, and to help up wherever we recognize the fevers afflicting so many. The grieving of West Bank parents, the analysis of active shooter drills in schools, the pronouncements of 2023 being the warmest year on record, fevers all. Are we tempted to hang back? Don't do it. For our call to holiness is inextricably intertwined with the cries we hear at our doors. Yes, the whole town, the whole world is there. Our call to holiness becomes real in our choice to be in solidarity with all who are suffering at our door. And it is in this grace, the grace of belonging, that we approach, grasp, and help up. Why? Because, friends, unlike Samuel, be it day or night, we know the voice that calls to us at our door. We know exactly who's calling out to us. In the cries, it is the voice of the Word made flesh calling out to us. And we reply, "Here I am. Your servant is listening." Because sitting at Jesus' feet, we know the priority of rising very early before dawn to get to that place where we can talk with God, where we learn to recognize the sound of God's voice in the pain, in the grieving, in the holding on to belonging to one another. It is in this intimate, familiar relationship place with God that the transformation of each other's fevers lessens all the toxicity. It is in this prayer practice that the life of the world changes forever. For where faith and hope begin weaving together a swaddling of hope, courage, with threads of peace there, we bring compassion to others. Today, Mark invites us to reconnect ourselves to the purpose of discipleship, solidarity with the lowly and the suffering. So let us announce the good news of the reign of God here and now. For it is this purpose, it is for this purpose that we reply over and over again, "Here I am, you called me." As we approach, grasp the hand of the other and help them up as disciples of Jesus Christ.